My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to go with the closer one. Unless there is a really good reason to choose something that is farther away, minimizing travel time can make life feel a lot more doable. So a new supermarket just opened about 5 minutes from my home. This is quite exciting, as the building had been empty for several years. Before, the nearest grocery stores were all 10 to 15 minutes away. While that doesn't sound like a huge difference, if you happen to have forgotten a key ingredient for dinner, it kind of is. Someone can zip over to the new place and dinner is only delayed by 15 minutes, not half an hour or more. Now, as a frugal person who pays attention to this sort of thing, I can tell you that this grocery store is not the cheapest for everything my family eats. But proximity is worth a lot. I want there to be a grocery store located near me and my neighbors. So unless I know this grocery store doesn't have something I want, I tend to do my shopping there. In life, proximity in general is worth a lot. If you track your time, you will see that a lot of any given day is going to be spent getting from one place to another, to work, to your kids' schools, to the grocery store, to kid activities, to your house of worship, or to another family member's home. The difference between a grocery store that is 10 minutes away versus 5 minutes isn't huge. But if you go 3 times a week, that is 30 minutes more spent in transit. If your kids take dance classes, and one studio is 10 minutes away, and one is 25 minutes away, if you go twice a week, that is an extra hour in the car. That second dance studio better be much better to justify it. So as you are figuring out your life, ask that question. Is it worth an extra hour in the car per week to go to this place? I would argue that for a great many things in life, it really isn't. Most dance studios will teach a fairly similar introduction to tap dance class. If your child shows real promise, then you can start looking around for a studio that offers very specific things. But in the meantime, you can use this as a rule of thumb. Go with the closer one. Less time spent getting to and from places means more time you can actually do things in your life. Now, this might not be immediately doable, but I'd argue that you can also choose to live close to things as well. It might be worth trading off some square footage, so your commute is 20 minutes instead of 35. If you commute 4 days a week, that is a savings of 2 hours per week or 100 hours per year. That is enough time to write a novel or train for a half marathon. Living close to things might also inspire different behavior. If you are 5 minutes from your gym, you might go when you have a free hour. If you are 20 minutes from the closest gym, you are not going to go unless you have 2 hours or more, which might be harder to come by during the week. Because we live only 8 minutes from our church, I can run back and forth pretty easily on Sunday mornings if we're going in shifts for various different things. If we lived 20 minutes or maybe even 15 minutes away, that probably wouldn't happen. A lot of stuff in life is generally good enough, so my local gas station may be slightly overcharging me. I am still really happy that there is a gas station 5 minutes from my house. So if I am low on gas, it is not a huge ordeal to go fill up. When you go with the closer one, not only do you save time, the closer one is more likely to keep existing. And that is a big win in many ways. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.